welcome to the Tipsy Sewist podcast,
co-hosted by Ellen the Stitches and Hazel and the Machine.
Join us today for our Christmas party.
Woo! So grab your favorite tipple, let's have a giggle.
Oh yeah. Oh,
cheers. Oh, we should have made like a Christmas cocktail. I saw one on TikTok today and it was basically, I've just dropped my phone.
I just dropped my phone. Oh no, I didn't. That was your phone.
That was my phone. It was basically just, I think they use champagne and then they put orange slices and cinnamon sticks and what's it? What's the red berry? Red currants.
Red berry, I was going to say. I know, we said last time that we were going to do cocktails, but I think because it is not December, so we are recording on the 22nd of November, which is super early, for our Christmas party, I feel like I'm not in the festive mood at all.
Oh, I'm aggressively festive. I'm harassing Joe to put up the Christmas tree, and I have done basically all of my Christmas shopping.
Yeah, I'm just not there yet. So that's why instead of the Christmas cocktail, we've got a nice glass of red wine.
Which is festive.
Yeah, I mean, we're already on our second glass because we were having a chat before the podcast, so who knows.
I've been here since 4 o'clock. It's been an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, who knows how this is going to go down. But we are wearing our Christmas outfits. I spoke about mine on the last episode of the podcast, and you'll be happy to know I did make it. It is a three-tiered peplum skirt in a red Duchess satin from Minerva.
And it's gorgeous.
Thank you. My boyfriend said I do look like a Christmas tree with like the tears. You know when you're a
child.
That's
rude.
I know. You know when you're a child and you like draw a Christmas tree.
And yeah, and you just like kind of go three, like zigzag. Oh, the three triangles overlapping each other. Yep.
Yeah. So that's what my skirt looks like, but in red. So an equally Christmassy color. And we took some photos and I'm also wearing a green top and green boots. So basically I am Christmas personified.
I have reworn an outfit that I made 2.5 years ago, which is my lovely maroon array dress in a...
Where's the pattern from?
Tartan. Paper cut patterns. It's the array dress.
Yes.
I made it so many times.
When you say like array dress, you automatically, I think, assume that people know what pattern you're talking about.
I just think it's just because if they're long-time listeners, they will know what I'm talking about because I've sewn it like 5 times.
I forgot that it was paper cut.
Fair.
I feel like there's so many indie pattern companies. It could have been Anna Allen in my mind.
Fair enough. Yeah, it could have been, to be fair.
Like, some of them are quite like... Not interchangeable, but like similar vibes.
Similar
that I do
vibe.
Get like confused, mixed up. So yeah, we are in our Christmas outfits. We're drinking our red wine. We've had some crisps, and
yeah, I inhaled those.
I know, great, good choice. And then we are gonna just this episode.
We're just gonna freeball it a little
bit. Structure to it. So enjoy the ride.
Well, I did think if we were talking about what we're wearing, we should talk about our potential Christmas party outfit sewing plans. I.e. what is next on your cutting table?
Well, the thing that I've just cut out is not Christmassy at all.
No. But it's... what are you theoretically maybe going to sew?
Okay, so that the skirt that I'm wearing now is kind of what I'm going to wear, I think, because it's like such a mental skirt. Like I don't think I'd wear it at other points in the year because it is just like a lot. Like to
it's a statement, yeah,
that statement skirt. So I'm trying to like make the most out of, I want to wear it a couple times over December.
Yeah.
And I think I want to wear it on New Year's Eve. We're invited to our friend's house for dinner and they've said like go all out, we want to see like glitz and glamour New Year's Eve.
Cute.
So I've got on the way some Lurex gold fabric from Minerva.
Love it.
And I'm going to make a bodysuit, which is my good friend Rosie Sews. She has a couple of patterns out and her first pattern was the Bridget bodysuit. And I made it before and I do love it. So I think I'd make that in the gold and wear that underneath the red dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also, not Christmassy again, but cozy. Does that count?
Yeah, cozy counts.
I bought some waffle... like stretch cotton.
Nice.
And I want to make a like loungewear set.
Oh, that'd be so nice on Christmas morning.
And it's in a camel colour, which I think is so cute.
So classy.
I know, it's so
for
unlikely.
You as well.
There was like 10 choices of colour and I chose camel. Can you believe it? I feel like I'm a changed woman.
I can't believe it.
I know. And then I was really inspired by Narissa's dress that she made the other day, which was a long sleeve jersey,
mm-hmm.
like full length, tight fitting dress. And she made it in like a sparkly jersey and now
Gorge.
I'm just like on the lookout for one because I have a pattern that I've been wanting to make for ages, which is a turtleneck long sleeved like bodycon full length like mm-hmm. ankle length dress, and I just think it looks like a very comfy warm dress. And I am going to Vienna in a couple of weeks with my friends. We're going to go to the Christmas market.
Oh, that would be such a great layering piece.
And they have 10 Christmas markets in Vienna. And we're going to try and do them all in one day.
I mean, this sounds like the ideal day out for me.
I know, we're trying to do a Christmas market crawl.
Oh, and you can have all of the glühwein.
I know, we're super excited. Although a couple of them are vegetarian and, like, apparently all the food in Vienna is just sausages.
Yeah, 100%.
But I would love to make that, but I'm going in less than 2 weeks and I haven't found that fabric yet. I think I'm going on the 3rd of December and this is going out on the 1st of December. So stay tuned for a couple of days to see if I actually manage to make it.
If you've managed to panic sew something.
Yeah, because we'll be... We don't really have much luggage at all. We're sharing hand luggage between two people. And we want to be comfy. And I think for the evening, I could wear that with a pair of trainers, thick tights underneath, and still look glitzy and, like, cute, but be warm. So I know there's no point asking the listeners if they find any fabrics. It'll be too late.
Way too late.
But I don't know. I could make it out of the waffle, but I think I want to keep the waffle for the loungewear.
Yeah, you've already got... Sorry, that was me. You've already got a vision for it, so there's no point in changing it.
I just wanted to make Norissa's dress.
Yeah, it was stunning.
I had a look on New Craft House, but it was just nothing that I don't know. Maybe that gold Lurex, I should have got more meters. I only got 1 meter from Minerva to make the bodysuit. Maybe I should have got more to make the dress.
Maybe. You can always go back and order it, can't you? Or is it out of stock?
Yeah, I can, but... Tell us what you're planning to make for your Christmas party season.
So, I have a really gorgeous...
Sorry, that's my dog under the table.
Yeah, Lola's come for pats again.
Her tail is hitting the microphone every time it wags.
I know, but she's so cute and she wants fuss.
I know. Okay, carry on.
So I got this beautiful bottle green velvet from Rainbow Fabrics when they did their drop the other day.
Did they give it to you for free?
No, did they
not? Because... Okay, I'll talk to you about it later. But they asked me which one I wanted for free. But
which one did you go for?
The green.
Nice.
But they didn't send it. But anyway, it's a story for another time.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. So yeah, no, I got 3 meters of that. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. However, I did get a simplicity pattern a month or so ago, and I hunted high and low for it, and it's a waistcoat. So I'm thinking...
No, a velvet waistcoat.
Yeah, but it's like a chic, like, fitted.
Why are you not using the waistcoat pattern that we discussed last episode?
Because I bought this pattern before that one was released.
Okay, sure.
It comes with matching trousers, but I don't feel like velvet trousers. I'm thinking I might just make, like, a skirt to go with it and wear it with a little turtleneck underneath as, like, my Christmas Day outfit.
Oh my gosh, that does sound so cute. Yeah. Now you've styled it for me.
Now I've styled it and made it cute.
Because I was worried it was, I don't want to sound, like, too mean.
I mean, I think the listeners are used to it by now.
I was thinking, like, you know, like that really nerdy 12-year-old that's having a birthday party and he wants to wear a waistcoat to his, like, birthday party.
No, it's like, it's going to be cool and chic. It's going to have, like, a little A-line mini skirt. It will hopefully be
I'll
cute.
I'll see it when I believe it. I'll believe it when I see it.
It's an idea. I haven't actioned it. I don't know when I'll action it.
No, I mean, I would love to see. I think that now you've explained it with the turtleneck underneath and, like, that green, it's going to be super cute.
Yeah, it's a great green. And then I'm just finishing making the Haida skirt by Vicky Sews.
Right. I didn't remember seeing that skirt pattern.
It's got two buckles on the hip. It's a mini skirt, a little crossover wrap.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think I remember it.
Quite utilitarian.
Was it in one of their newer drops?
I think it was like a September drop, so fairly new. So I've cut that out, and I've actually basically already made it. I just need to attach the lining, and I keep messing it up, and I don't know how.
Okay.
But I've also cut out the matching, like, cropped blazer, which is the Bryce blazer. Don't know when I'm wearing this, but I do have a few, like, girls' brunches and stuff, so I'm like...
I'm really struggling with how to wear a blazer in this weather, because are you wearing a blazer, like, under a puffer coat? Because it's so cold.
Yeah. I wear it under my jacket, my coats all the time.
Because, you know, I bought that stone linen when you bought the stone linen.
Yes.
I really do want to make that blazer, but again, I think I should wait until spring.
I haven't worn my stone linen blazer since September, early September.
I don't think it's... But then, do you remember I bought that cord, that cream cord, and I wanted to make, like, an Ilford jacket?
Yeah. Make a blazer.
Yeah, what was I... Oh, no! So I have got something from Rainbow Fabrics coming, something else. I got a wool suiting, and I was... Can you believe this? Oh, my gosh, literally...
Was it gifted?
It was gifted, but if you can... I'm a lucky gal.
Yeah.
If you could see me now, younger Elle, at the start of this podcast in January, guess what colour I bought? I bought 3.5 meters to make a suit. So to make the... They're from Vicky So's, the trousers. Yeah. They're called the... Adeline?
Yes, Adeline, yes.
Adeline trousers with a Heather blazer.
Nice. Gorge.
Wool suiting.
Gorgeous. Do it. What colour? Orange.
Black.
Fuck off!
Yes!
Fuck right off! Did you buy black and camel fabric?
Yeah, I got black wool suiting to make a black suit. Why? I don't know.
I mean, a black blazer and a black pair of trousers are such a classic. Blazer,
so I don't know what I was thinking.
Maybe try a different shape of blazer.
Well, so I own a double-breasted blazer.
Oh, right. Well, the Heather blazer is single-breasted.
Yeah, but that's the only difference. Like, both my that blazer that I own over there is, like, is oversized as well. But, I don't know. But, I mean, my work, as we've spoken about before,
yeah.
I have to wear black. And I worked the Louis Vuitton fashion show last week.
Thanks for the free ticket.
Oh my gosh, no. Like, I could not believe the amount of money that was... Anyway,
yeah.
Doesn't matter. Basically, the bags had their own... Each bag had their own security guard that had to hold the bag in these white gloves. They weren't security guards. They were, like, these women that worked in the shop.
Yeah.
And they... And men. And they would hold the bags just until the last minute, and then they would give it to the model. Then the model would walk with the bag, and then as soon as the model came off,
they would take
it back off in their gloves. And, like, it was a really,
I mean,
like,
I suppose they're from, like, a protecting the fabric and the leather. It does...
Yeah, but some of the bags didn't have that. Only some of the bags did. Anyway, I think it was just very fascinating. But for that, I would have looked so cool if I was wearing a matching fabric black.
Yeah.
Like...
You'd have felt very put together.
Yeah, because when I work fashion shows, like, the people that work on fashion shows are always very fashionable.
Yeah.
And I was wearing, like, a shirt, black shirt, dress, and that double-breasted blazer and my Doc Martens.
Yeah.
And I felt, like, cute, but I didn't feel like, oh, wow, someone's going to ask me where my clothes are from.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, I mean, that's not a reason to make something. I also think having a those black trousers...
They are honestly such a staple.
Yeah.
Such a staple.
I then I decided to add on the black blazer, but that's not, like, a necessity. Oh, my God, we've spoken to nearly 15 minutes. And
how have we done that?
We haven't even started the episode, really.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so in terms of our episode structure, the loose structure, we did ask you guys some questions. No. We didn't ask you guys questions.
We asked you to ask us your questions.
Yes. Anything that you wanted to know, like burning questions for the Tipsy Service. So we're going to answer some of those.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that we're just going to look through our highlights of the year. So this is our last episode, if people aren't aware. Last episode of 2022. So we're taking a break. So this is going out the 1st of December. And then our next episode will be on the 14th of January, 2023.
Woo! Yes, we're going to take a small little break just to recoup, regenerate, and
take some time away from each other.
I mean, I am coming over to use your cricket at some point.
When?
I don't know, but I am.
But why don't you come over when we are recording the next episode?
Do you only want to just cram everything onto one day?
Yeah, I mean, you can come over whenever you want, though. That's fine.
Thanks.
So, we're also going to talk about some things that have just been, like, highlights for the Tipsy Sewers. We're super proud. But, yeah.
I just can't believe we've done 24 episodes. We've been doing this for a whole year.
I mean, that is mental. I don't actually believe.
2 episodes a month for an entire year.
With no... Oh, shit.
Well, this is why we're finishing on the 1st rather than the 14th.
Because I missed that episode. What was I doing? I think we were sick.
I think you had COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And we've, from experience, recording it separately.
And we didn't.
No, we just did...
But are we doing an extra episode now? Because we wanted to end on 24 episodes.
Yeah, so this is... Yeah, this is... Yeah, we've done the right amount. Yeah, it's just rolled over into December.
Got it. Okay, so what order would you like to do that in, Hazel?
I think we should do the Q&A and then finish on the other stuff.
Sure. So, question number one. But just in case you don't know, on our Instagram, we kind of did an Ask Us Anything box.
If you're a listener and don't follow us, we are at the Tipsy Sewists.
The dot.
Tipsy the dot. Tipsy Sewists.
Do you want some more wine?
Yes, please. I am getting through this. It's delicious. Sorry.
Oh, good. It's a Cote de Rhone. Did we say that already?
Cote de Rhone.
From Aldi.
Gorgeous.
Love
actually,
that.
We got an Aldi champagne the other day. It was $14.99 a bottle. It was actually quite good.
I know. So good, right?
I was horrified. Shocked.
Don't say horrified. That, no, Aldi's wine has always been the best.
Yeah.
Out of, like, all the shops, I think Aldi has always got the best.
I think consistently this standard is good.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so we were asked quite a lot of questions. We're going to try and answer...
We're answering basically all of them.
Most of them. Well, I don't know how much time we've got. But obviously there were some double up questions and things like that.
Yes.
But number one, will you do any merchandise?
I would love to do merchandise.
And the caveat was, I think she said...
She wanted to know if she could ship it to New Zealand.
Yeah, which, I mean, that would probably cost more than the actual merchandise.
Yeah.
But funnily... I'm not making any promises, first of all. Yeah. Hazel's already like, Els, shut up.
Oh my God.
No, all I'm saying is, I spoke to Hazel about this a couple of weeks ago.
She did.
I said I would love to do a little drop. You know, a drop, you know?
Like a little pre-order.
Just a tiny amount of merch, just for like some core, I mean, not core, but anyone could do it. Anyone could buy it.
Yeah.
But not like constantly have a merchandise shop. I would just love to do, because I carry my tote bag saying I'm a tipsy servist on it, which I made for myself. I haven't even made Hazel one. So yeah, sorry, I've just noticed that my I've gone a bit quiet on the old microphone, but
it's like me every week.
Hazel's usually the quiet one, but I put her a bit closer to the microphone and I obviously wasn't projecting enough.
Her actor skills were lacking.
Yeah.
I'm now shouting.
Now you're going too loud.
Okay. Yeah,
so anyway, back to the merchandise. Yeah, I love my tote bag. And I was thinking, could we do a little tote bag drop with some tote bags that say, I'm a tipsy sewist, just because, you know what? I know a lot of you out there love to drink and sew, and you love to listen to the mm-hmm. podcast at the same time. And it would just make us feel like a little club.
Community.
Oh, I love it so much. So yes, in answer to your question... It is something that I'm planning for 2023.
We're planning.
No, because Hazel hasn't agreed to it yet.
I agreed to it last time.
Did you?
Yes.
You were like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I thought you meant like we had to do everything ourselves, which we are probably going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not talking like t-shirts and jumpers and mugs and stuff.
Mm.
But yes, maybe we'll do a little drop, but it will be more likely that we... find out who is interested and then see if it's worthwhile.
We should do a pre-order.
Yeah, we'll be on pre-order. But yeah, I don't know about posting to New Zealand. That I feel like that would cost quite a lot of money.
I mean, if it's something someone really wants and they're willing to foot the postage,
okay,
sure. I think go for it.
Okay, my next question for you, Hazel. It's not my question, the next question.
I was
question.
Like, what are we talking about?
What is the top pattern you've made this year?
Okay, how are we defining top? As in most amount made or just
no,
like
I think
favorite?
It's favorite? Let's do both. Do both.
Okay, so the pattern I made the most of this year was the Cynthia shirt.
I was going to guess that.
I've made four.
And that is insane. And I'm about to make one, so.
It's gorge. I've made four, and I have this black cupro that I was planning on making a different shirt out of.
The black cupro that I made my Halloween costume out of.
And I'm like, do I just make myself a silky Christmas shirt?
Oh, I think that would look gorgeous, but it would be so hard to make.
Such a bitch.
Can you imagine doing that collar?
I'd have to French seam the whole thing. Oh, the collar would be fine. I don't find the collar that bad.
No, the collar would be fucking hard in that slippery fabric.
No, if it's interfaced.
Okay, well, I would love to see how you get on.
I mean, we'll see. So I think that's my most made. My favourite pattern.
Mm-hmm.
The garment I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
Is definitely my Bella Loves Patterns Traveller Coat.
Okay, great.
I found that such a challenge and I love it to pieces.
I don't know if that's your favourite pattern though, because you found the pattern difficult, right?
Yeah. I don't know what my favourite pattern would be.
Surely the indigo.
I haven't made it this year.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
in 2022.
It would be the Cynthia, then, is your favourite if you made it that much.
But I've just...
Stop dropping your phone on the floor. She's asleep.
Oh.
Come on.
To be fair, I think it has a lot of construction details that I really like. And I have worn it a lot. Yeah. Or maybe the aerial skirt.
Okay, let's move on because it's going to take so long.
Yeah, I know, because I'm so indecisive.
My favourite pattern... What would my favourite pattern be? I actually don't know. That's really difficult.
Yeah. Yes. Now you're putting me on the spot. Like, you can put yourself on the spot.
Oh, I actually love the flora.
Oh, okay.
I love the bodice of the flora a lot. I think that's a great pattern, which is from By Her London. But in terms of, oh my God, are you looking on Instagram?
Because I am.
Feel like that would help me. Like, I can't imagine anything. I think my favorite pattern is the Rose Cafe Bustier.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That was much more sedate, wasn't it?
We'd previously recorded a reaction when I said Rose Cafe Bustier. Hazel literally screamed and it was just too loud, so we had to cut it out and re-record. And she's just like, yes, like, yes, so lovely. Oh, my wine must not have come. If Sam didn't see it, Sam's just come home and didn't go past the wine.
So where have they delivered that?
I don't know. Okay, so I was waiting for a wine delivery and bloody Every said that it was delivered.
That's so on brand, the Tipsy Sewist.
It just, oh, that's good actually. And it just obviously hasn't been delivered and someone's bloody nicked it. That's, oh, why am I so quiet? Anyway, right. In answer to your question, mine's the Rose Cafe Bustier and Hazel's is the Cynthia shirt. Great. Yep. How do you find time for sewing? Do you plan it in or do you also on the same time day? I'll go first. So I am a freelancer, so that helps. If I'm doing an event that starts at midday, I will probably get up in the morning and do some sewing. In the evening, if I've done, let's say I've done a 9-to-5 job, I will come home. I don't have children. At the moment I'm dog sitting, but I usually don't have anyone else that I need to look after. And then me and Sam will take it in turns to cook dinner, and then probably after we cook dinner, he will do an hour and a half of, like, his thing, which is usually Xbox, and I will do an hour and a half of sewing. And then we'll, like, re-meet at, like, 10 o'clock. So from, like, 8:30 to 10, if I'm not at work of an evening, that is when I sew.
Oh, so that's nice.
I do, like, try and make time for myself to sew. And then, yeah, there are days like today when I didn't have a job, I had no work today. So I did manage to sew for like 3 or 4 hours this afternoon.
Nice.
So yeah, it swings and roundabouts to being a freelancer. Like, it's hard not having any money, but then also I do get more time to sew when I'm not working.
Yeah.
You? Fair. Sorry if you can hear my dog eating her dinner.
Yeah, lovely and noisy, Lola. Thank Absolutely you. Delightful. I'm at uni full time. My course is quite full on, so I don't have a huge amount of time during the days. And then I also work 2 jobs alongside that, which puts an extra 25 hours onto my week. Yeah. So realistically, the time I have to sew at the moment is so minimal, but I'm trying to prioritize, like, be better at blocking my time and being more productive in a block.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get home from uni at, say, 1:30, I'll eat my lunch, 2 o'clock, and then from 2 till 4, I'll block to 2 hours of uni work, and then before I go to work at like 5:30, I'll do
an hour,
like 45 minutes of sewing. Yeah.
Okay, well, but I mean, you just gotta make it work for you, don't you?
Like, exactly,
squeeze it in. But if it's going to be stressful, don't squeeze it in. Like, there are times when I'm like, oh, I have 2 hours free,
but all I really want to do is lie on the sofa and watch Netflix.
Exactly. And I'm like, give myself that time.
Yeah.
Because I force myself to sew sometimes because I think it's a part of me and it's a part of who I am and who I'm supposed to be and who I am on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, sometimes I do just want to sit and watch The Crown and not,
yeah,
because I watch TV when I'm sewing on, yes, my laptop. And actually, I said to Sam yesterday,
I don't watch anything productive.
No,
I rewatch TV shows.
Exactly. I want to watch something where I can actually focus on it. Mm-hmm. So I did sit down for an hour in my living room and watch The Crown on my own. And I could have spent that hour sewing, but I made the executive decision to not be hard, yeah, on myself and, like,
yeah,
give myself a break.
I just find it annoying sometimes when I can't force myself to find the time to sew, because I've done so much of my day that I'm tired and I just want to sit on the sofa before I go to work. Or, like, Joe comes home from work and I'm going, I just actually want to watch it for us to sit on the sofa and watch a film.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that's so important to have that balance.
Like, it is.
We are not getting paid to sew.
No,
we
are, but not. It's annoying when I'm halfway through a project and I want to finish it, but I just don't have the motivation.
Yeah, but that's okay, but because we all know about this, like, yeah, loss of sojo and sojo, going in and out of, like, having those slumps.
Mm-hmm.
And we both have that so regularly where we'll have a week where we just don't want to go anywhere near our sewing machine, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Like, we are human beings. Well, I am. I don't know about you. If you could pick one dream sewing item, what would it be? I don't really understand.
I don't understand.
Dream sewing item. As in, like, I would pick a new sewing machine. Am I allowed to pick that? Is my
I mean, if I could
item?
Pick a sewing... No, I'd want something that cuts my fabric out for me. Oh. Electric scissors. I want electric scissors.
But you can get them from Amazon.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, fine. That's a good point, actually. Like, some good electric scissors. No, I want one of the, like, faff machines. Because they're actually, like... I mean, my machine is good, but I am struggling. Like, my buttonholes are never consistently good.
My buttonholes are so bad on
like,
this machine.
Like, I do get skip stitches, mm-hmm. and, like, I would like that. Or, actually, my colleague said today she wants a self-threading overlocker.
My
I
mom got one.
They exist.
They do. It's an air threader.
Shut up.
Yeah. I don't know how it works.
How does that work? Oh, okay. We're both looking at our phones because we both got a notification. Yeah, that's a good point.
Let's, yeah.
And a self-threading overlocker. Okay, we're going to speed through these because I swear we're already like half an hour in.
Yeah.
What have been your favourite sewing projects this year? I can go first.
Yeah.
So most recently, it would be the green gold satin dress. Have we spoken about this dress?
Yes. We've talked about the one shoulder dress.
On the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
The one shoulder dress that I self-drafted kind of using a bodice pattern as a base, but then I kind of self-drafted it and it took me weeks and weeks and I wore it to a wedding.
Gorge.
And it fit me perfectly and I felt like a glam goddess and like super, super proud of that. Also really proud and one of my favourite sewing projects was my Raya coat
mm-hmm.
from Fiber Mood because it's my first ever coat that I've made. What else have I absolutely loved? It's so hard to know a whole year. My swimsuit.
Good one.
I really loved my swimsuit. I felt really confident in it. And that was the Tilly Buttons Coralie.
Yes, the Coralie swimsuit.
They are going to be my top three.
Nice. I love that.
Top three?
My Rose Cafe Bustier dress that I wore to my cousin's wedding.
Oh, yeah, and my Rose Cafe Bustier, the orange one.
Absolutely loved every second of that. Oh my God, why am I blanking? I actually really loved my little stone cream suit.
Yes.
My shorts that I also have as a skirt, and I also have the matching
blazer.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was
so like
proud of that.
Three patterns
in one outfit. Yep. And it was the French Poetry Orion shorts, the Tilly Buttons Ariel skirt, and the Friday Pattern Company Heather blazer.
Love it. Okay, just two more questions left. If you could only sew up... Okay, this was really interesting, this question. This was from Samantha Bales.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
It was, if you could only sew up an outfit of, like, one...
Singular outfit of sewing
one
patterns.
One singular outfit of sewing patterns forever, what would they be? This can be multiple patterns to form the outfit, and you have bottomless fabric stash to work with, but you have to only sew those patterns.
Okay, so theoretically you want a jacket, a top, and a...
Trouser or
a
skirt. Yeah. Okay. Oh my goodness, what a great question.
Oh, fantastic.
The bottom half is the hardest part for me because I don't tend to sew
bottoms.
Fair enough. So I'm trying to even think of like what I've done. I mean, the spring shorts I wear all the time.
They're so good.
Could I lengthen the spring shorts to make them trousers?
Probably.
Like if that's one pattern.
Yeah.
For the top, maybe the Anthea top.
Mm, that's very you.
Yeah,
very
the
you.
Anthea top. And then probably... Oh, but I can only sew... Yeah, the Anthea I think I'm good with for the rest of my life. The bottoms, I'm not 100% on those spring shorts, but it's the only thing that's coming to mind. And then the jacket, I'm thinking the Ilford jacket.
Ooh.
I feel like I could sew that for the rest of my life. Like,
I feel like that's a very you outfit.
Yeah, and I could wear that in loads of different fabrics and it would look really different each time.
Yes, it would. And you can have
and
different
I can make
lengths,
it
different pockets.
Totally. Yeah, I'm really happy with the Ilford.
Pockets.
Really happy with the Anthea. Although, how do you fit an Anthea sleeve under a jacket of any kind? Usually?
I mean, if it's viscose, it's fine.
Yeah. And then for that bottom, maybe I should choose a skirt.
Maybe.
But have I really sewn many skirts?
Or many skirts that you like?
I'm trying to think of, like, any bottoms, really. Oh, maybe
the everyday jeans.
But the jeans, I don't know if I'd want to sew a jean for the rest of my life because the fabric choices wouldn't change that much. Safia trousers, Tilly and the Buttons, because I do love them.
You do love those.
And they're comfy,
mm-hmm.
and I could wear them from different weights, I think. Obviously, all woven. But, yeah, they're my top three.
Nice.
Like, that's my outfit. Go for it.
Nice. Okay, do they have to be patterns you've sewn?
No. Just says sewing patterns.
Okay. I think I would choose the Sati skirt from Vicky Sews. It's a bias cut slip skirt.
Oh my god, great. But I mean, you are quite limited with only really using like lightweight fabrics.
But I have a one I bought years ago from Topshop. I have another one I bought years ago from Zara, and I have a dress. It's a slip bias cut slip skirt. So that's black, purple, and a red and black leopard print. And I wear them on heavy rotation. Like, I probably wear one a week.
Maybe I should make a slip skirt. Honestly, they're such
a great basic. If you don't know what to wear, stick it on. Jumper, great, done. Boots, excellent. Heels, excellent. But sandals in the summer, phenomenal.
I really want to make it now.
Mm-hmm. They are so useful.
Okay, carry on.
So I think I'd definitely go for that as my bottom.
Mm-hmm. And then for your top... Got to speed things up, Hazel.
Oh my goodness, this is so much pressure. We should have looked at these before.
I know, but I just kind of went off the bat, you know. No, this is so terrible for the listeners.
Okay, my jacket, I'd probably go the Heather blazer.
Yeah, I thought you would.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this outfit's great already, this skirt and this blazer.
I've already worn it, I think, once in pictures.
Okay, then you have to tell me your top. Right, one, two, three. Surely it's a Cynthia shirt.
See, I don't think I'd want to wear a button-up for the rest of my life, because I feel like when I'm wearing a button-up with a collar, I have to tie my hair up. And I like wearing my hair down. Oh, don't ask me. Oh, the array top. What I'm wearing right now, but it's a top.
Okay, great. Array top from Paper Cup.
That was so hard.
Last question from Sewn on the Tyne. What's the most embarrassing thing you've done in front of each other?
I've never done anything embarrassing in front of you.
Really?
Can you think of anything embarrassing I've done?
I don't think so. Do you think so? Do you think I've ever done anything embarrassing? I mean, I'm quite open about these things, so maybe I wouldn't have even been embarrassed.
I don't think we've ever done anything embarrassing in front of each other.
That's so weird.
That, or we're just so comfortable with each other that... I mean, we've never...
That's such a good question, though, and I wish we had a much better answer. Like, we've got such a boring answer.
I'm trying to think of, like, when we went to Manchester, did anything happen then?
I forgot that we went to Manchester. That's so random.
We spent a whole day in the rain in Manchester, and we both dressed for spring.
Oh,
and it rained the whole day. I was freezing when I got home.
I don't remember any embarrassing things.
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tamlin. That's such a terrible
question. I mean, Elle said lots of embarrassing things in the podcast, which is actually one of the things we're going to reminisce on.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that leads us nicely on to the next part of the episode.
When we are going to talk all about our highlights of the entire year.
Okay, so I have no idea what my highlights are. Are we just, so we're talking tipsy service highlights. So
yeah,
they're basically going to be like your favourite moments from episodes. Is that right?
No, just in general. So I think my probably absolute highlight was when I logged randomly into Charterball and we were first on British Craft.
First?
Yeah, we were ranked number one.
What? No, you didn't tell me that.
I did. I sent you the screenshots. We posted it on our stories.
Oh, ages ago.
Absolutely ages ago. And I don't check it often enough anymore to know when that, if that happens again.
UK Craft podcast. Yeah. But are there that many of them?
But yeah, there's loads.
Oh, actually, no, there must be, because there's loads of different crafts. Think about how many different woodworking craft magazines there are.
Yeah, there's a woodworking one that's hands down every single time in the top.
Yes, I remember you telling me that before. Oh, that's great. That is such a lovely highlight.
Yeah, that was honestly when I was like, oh my god, screenshot it, send it to you. Great, done.
I feel highlight. that it's like consistently we get a lot of listeners per episode.
Yes.
And every time I see that, I feel like it's genuine, like, imposter syndrome.
I just find it comes sometimes a bit wild to think that we're in the top 5% of podcasts globally.
Stop throwing out these statistics. Like, I'm trying to have, like, a natural, normal conversation with
and
you.
And I'm like, statistics. This is the only bit of the episode I researched.
Oh, you did research this?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so I actually already knew that.
What do you mean, top 5%?
So, to be in the top 5% of listeners, of podcasts in the globally, you only have to have, like, a maximum of 500 listeners.
And we've got way more than that.
Yeah. Per average episode.
Wow. Okay, cool. Well, anyway, my highlight would be, because I log on to our platform quite a lot when I'm uploading new episodes, and just seeing how many people have listened, and consistently, it's not like our first two episodes have like loads of listeners and then they all leave. Like, that's not what happens. So that's
it, just goes up and up and up.
And yeah, I think some of the comments, I feel like that's a highlight for me, like reading some of the comments. We got a comment from someone today. Oh, fuck, what was her name? Judith, that was it, Judith.
Yes.
She messaged on Coffee and Buy Us a Coffee saying that she was a new sewist and she was in her 50s and she wished that there had been a podcast like ours when she was in her 20s. And I was just like, stop, that is so nice. And then she also went on to say that Hazel's mum should start her own podcast, which I agree with. So
go on, Mama Debs.
Yeah, Mama and the Machine. So yeah, I just like some of the messages that we get are just
they are lovely.
So lovely,
and the messages we get sometimes on our Ko-fi link.
You just touched the microphone. I'm talking about that.
That's was that Ko-fi? I thought that was just our.
No.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm not just gonna reviews. Like. We're not just gonna read them all out and like gloat ourselves. But I could.
We are gonna toot our horn a bit though.
But yeah, it's so lovely to read these messages because I feel like obviously the sewing community is its own community and it's huge and it's lovely most of the time and it's a good resource. But I feel like our Tipsy Sewist community is a smaller one.
Yeah.
And I feel like we just are all kind of on the same page. Like, we don't want to be taken too seriously in terms of like sewing.
And we hope no one takes our words to gospel. Because...
No, and we do just have a laugh and have a drink. And we have a lot of people saying that it makes their commute a lot more bearable. So we love that.
Yes.
And we are not going to stop anytime soon. With that in mind, actually, I want to say that thank you again for the messages that you have been sending us, and also for those of you who've tipped us on coffee.
We now have enough money to buy a whole new microphone.
Yes, so these shitty little sharing of microphones,
leaning issues. In very close. It's so COVID safe. I mean, COVID's not really a thing anymore, no, but we are literally it is an issue that we're aware area.
Of. Yeah, we are aware that like our sound isn't great at the moment, and we do struggle to like share the one microphone because we do have different levels of voice speaking.
If you looked at us right now, I'm probably about 10 centimeters away from the mic and Elle is easily 40.
Well,
and we're probably at the same cadence.
I actually have to quiet this episode, but anyway, so hopefully by the next time you hear us, we will have our own microphone each
and we'll be clear as a bell.
Exactly. And it will hopefully make things, oh my god, but does that mean it's going to make my editing so much harder?
I don't think so, because I think we'll plug them both into your laptop, but I think we might have to get a double.
But no, but then surely I'm going to have audio 2 and audio 3. So anyway.
Mm. Well, we can try it next time.
Okay, so yeah, that is my highlight, like reading all the comments, I think.
Yeah,
What did you want to talk about next?
I believe...
Oh, your favourite moment of the year.
I think my favourite moment of the year has to be something Elle said. And I think everyone will agree with me here when Glory Holes was hysterical.
Something I... Oh, the Glory Hole thing. Yep. But I thought... Okay.
The worst thing is, every time I mentioned it to Mum was like, as soon as she started going, glory, 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 my mum was like, please don't say glory holes.
Oh, I actually can't remember the context.
I can't remember the context, but I vividly remember it.
Something about peephole.
Yeah, it was. It was peepholes.
And I was like, Hazel, why are you talking about this on the podcast? Like, that is where men put their penis.
Yeah, and we were like, no, not a glory hole.
So I was just shocked that you were talking about that. But yeah, I understand now that I got that wrong. And then, what was another personal moment?
I think there have been a few. And to be honest, thank you to Blossom Sandwich chronicling them. Ooh,
yeah, Yvette will know all of our, like, oh my god, Hazel.
I was going to just go into our, all the messages.
Yeah, but she usually puts in her stories, so we wouldn't see it.
Yep, but I've reshared them all.
Another moment was when, I don't even know. I feel like there's just been so many. I mean, it has been amazing having two guests on the podcast.
Yeah.
We had Heyso Georgie and we also had Yvette Blossom Sandwich from the Stash Hub. Yeah. And being able to like interview people on our platform is super fun and super so cool. Fun. And like, can't believe we've been given that opportunity to do that. So yeah. Big up to lovely interviewees. So finally, Hazel, what was your favourite episode to create? I know what you're going to say. It's going to either be the autumn, winter or the spring, summer.
I absolutely love doing those episodes though. I love being able to research it and pattern match. And also, they are some of our most downloaded.
That's not true.
It is true. If you go on Chartable... No, they are some of our most downloaded.
Stop talking about Chartable because actually...
They are fourth and fifth.
Yeah, but really?
In our all-time downloads. The top three are the first three patterns we ever released.
Oh yeah, actually, you're right.
I know I am.
That one's there. And then where's the other one? Fashion trend. Oh, yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done. Because I actually really didn't believe you. But I'll be honest about that. But no, yeah. So the two episodes we're talking about are the fashion trends and how to sew them.
But they always get such a great reaction as well when we post all of the little mood boards. And I just, it's so wholesome.
I know. And Hazel works really hard on them. So well done, Hazel.
pat on the back for me.
Yes. Let me think. Episode that I've loved the most. Why can I... I can't, like, pinpoint it. I actually did like the swimwear edit because I was, like, making swimwear at the time. And then I think I liked the... Oh, I loved it when we reviewed the Heather blazer because I found that really interesting that we were, like, going away and doing stuff.
And, yeah. Like, and I love that we've done it again with the
everyday
yeah.
jeans. And then, actually, I loved the wedding outfit... guest outfit sewing yes. inspiration because I just felt that was like that was just before the summer and I had loads of weddings on and
it was so I think that was a really inspiring one actually
yeah
it was
I really very useful that. Talking of it would actually be really cool I mean we do have most of our episodes planned for the next like 6 months or so however we are always open to like getting one of them out or pushing it forward if you come up with a really cool idea
yeah.
or there is something that you'd love us to like focus on for an episode, always message us or email us and we will think about it. I mean, if it's terrible, we won't do it.
Yeah, but, no offense.
if it's a good idea, then we would love to hear it because obviously we just want to make content that you guys want to listen yeah. to.
So slide into our DMs at the dot Tipsy Sewists.
Well done. Or
thank you.
Email us at thetipsysewists@gmail.com. Or if you, I don't know what else to say.
And also, we have already started planning our next year, we've planned to think about 6 months now-ish.
Yes, 6 months.
As we have now planned our episodes for the next 6 months or so, we are opening up our sponsorships again this year, which is very exciting. If you're a business, big or small, please reach out to us. We have a few different levels to our sponsorship packages, but we are also open to any other collaboration and we are also open to any dialogue. So please hit us up at the.tipsysewists or
thetipsysewists@gmail.com.
Thank you. I forgot our email address there. I also do have one last little tiny thing to say, and Elle's probably going to go, oh, fuck off, you mushy shit. I am also very thankful to Elle.
Oh, stop it.
I get to do something lovely with one of my best friends, and oh my it's God. Very nice to force ourselves to see each other once yeah. or twice a month.
Yeah, I know. And actually, you know what I really liked at the beginning of today's episode is because we didn't really have much structure. We just spent the first 10 minutes like catching yeah. up about what we like to catch up with. Is like,
but what we used we're to do that. Moment. Yeah.
Which we never usually do. And I'm listening to like some other podcasts at the moment and they always spend the first 10 minutes just
chatting.
And like we did used to do that. And now that we make our episode smaller.
And structured.
Yeah, we stopped doing that. But I think we should bring that back.
We
and
should.
I as well would like to say thank you to Hazel, although I'm not going to like gloat the wrong word. although I'm not going to like, oh God, this red wine. I have no idea what words I'm saying anymore. My face is also bright red.
She is very pink right now.
yeah, cheers Hazel. Good year. Good times. Moving on to the next year.
Thank you so much for listening. Oh we will see you in 2023. Bye. Cheers. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. And
I just said goodbye.
All right. See you later.